Guide Dogs Annual Report 2021-2022. Creating Connections. Creating Community.
President's Report. Guide Dogs has remained a source of support, dedicated to providing essential services to Queenslanders living with low vision or blindness. Although the pandemic was isolating for many, our staff, volunteers and wonderful donors were unwavering in their support, empowering people to achieve independence, participation, and inclusion in their communities. In fact, Guide Dogs delivered more hours of support in this period than ever before, keeping the well-being of clients and their families at the forefront of all we do. Our dog programs in Queensland have also grown in quality and efficiency, with 122 active Guide Dogs teams now working across the state and an industry-leading 40% plus success rate from breeding to placement. This has led to a record low number of clients on the waitlist for a guide dog. We have worked collaboratively with other guide dog schools across the country, responding to diverse client needs and evolving new technologies, while closely involving our community, volunteers and staff. Through this wider collaboration, we have combined resources to strengthen the Guide Dogs brand and ensure long-term financial sustainability. I'd like to recognize the generosity of Queenslanders, particularly our special supporters that leave legacy gifts in their wills or generously make significant gifts to further our organization's reach and support for the Queensland community. Our investment into new programs and furthering our impact has been made possible through your generosity. I would like to thank my fellow directors for their continued support and the time they continue to devote to Guide Dogs. Earlier in the year, we also welcomed a new director, Inma Beaumont, who is passionate for helping organizations in education and not-for-profit sectors to enhance their reputation and pursue diversified funding. I know we will all appreciate Inma's fresh perspectives and I look forward to her contributions in 2023. I would also like to thank our staff, volunteers and the thousands of donors and supporters that make what Guide Dogs achieves possible. It is your support, year on year, that continues to make a real difference in so many people's lives. There is still so much more work to be done. I am confident that through our strategic financial investments, our investment into our people and programs, and with your continued support, we will be at the forefront of providing life-changing services for these Queenslanders for many years to come. Richard Anderson, OAM, President. CEO's message. One of the reasons why Guide Dogs Queensland GDQ is so unique in our sector is the ongoing shared commitment of our board, our staff and our supporters to providing services to clients of all ages, levels of reduced vision, life goals or, most importantly, their access to funding. This is of course only possible because of the strong connections between our incredible supporters and the clients who continue to directly benefit from this support. We have had and continue to enjoy a real community of support in action with a growing demand for vision services across Queensland. Over the past year, GDQ has been able to meet the increased demand and reduce waiting times. We have maintained a high success rate for qualifying guide dogs and met our target for placement. These connections have had a huge impact on positively contributing to Queensland communities by improving mental health, increasing community access outside the home, and both increasing participation and promoting inclusion within these local communities. In fact, 85 to 90% of our annual service funding comes directly from this community. Over the past 4 years, these contributions have allowed for ongoing investment in increasing the number of allied health and guide dog mobility specialists at GDQ, expanding the range of services we provided and significantly reducing the waiting times, meaning more people could get the services they needed when they needed them most. These initiatives have been a major strategic investment for GDQ that will provide ongoing benefits for many years to come and help us return to a budget surplus over the next 2 years. The Guide Dogs Nursery has been a busy place with 69 guide dog pups being born and 5,850 hours of dog training sessions delivered. Despite the ongoing impacts of COVID, our guide dog mobility specialists placed 18 more people with their life-changing guide dog in the past year. The number of services available to children in schools also expanded this past year, with psychology, counseling, and assistive technology services being added to our regular orientation, mobility and occupational therapy services. This meant children had the best possible chance to connect with others in their communities and achieve their goals through tailored services. I would like to thank the wonderful community of people and organizations that make these connections possible through your generosity and continued support. I am so grateful to those who left a legacy gift to Guide Dogs in their will, or who supported us so generously by volunteering their time. It's thanks to your combined efforts that GDQ will continue to be a strong and connected community of support for those who need us most, well into the future. Michael Keitley, Chief Executive Officer. A message from our patron. As patron of Guide Dogs Queensland, I wish to thank this wonderful organization for its dedication to improving the lives of Queenslanders living with vision and mobility loss for more than 60 years. Guide Dogs Queensland holds a place in the hearts of many people in this state, not least because of the endearing images of the playful pups that will one day graduate to become very special canine companions. Guide dogs are raised to be trusted and loyal aides and bring a sense of security and independence to people who might otherwise be left feeling isolated in their communities. They are nurtured from an early age by dedicated puppy raisers and trainers, who teach them such skills as locating safe road crossing points, stopping at curbs, guiding their handlers around stationary obstacles, avoiding overhanging branches and other height obstacles, and navigating such challenges as seats and stairs. And we welcome them into all the places their handlers wish to go, including shops, hotels, restaurants and public transport, in recognition of the handler's legal right to enter such places. We marvel at their calm composure, and rightly resist the temptation to pat them, as their handler may need them to keep their mind on this most important of jobs. Guide Dogs Queensland changes lives, it's that simple. On behalf of all Queenslanders, I commend them on another year of promoting the independence, participation, inclusion and well-being of those with low vision and blindness. Her Excellency the Honourable Dr. Jeanette Young ACPSM, Governor of Queensland.
Statement of Profit or Loss and Other Comprehensive Income. For the year ended 30 June 2022. All figures are in dollars. Fundraising. Income, $11,034,803. Expenses, $7,717,755. Net, $3,317,048. Services. Client Services. Income, $938,963. Expenses, $3,916,715. Net, -$2,977,752. Guide Dog Services and Supply. Income, $1,132,032. Expenses, $5,835,538. Net, -$4,703,506. Services total. Income, $2,070,995. Expenses, $9,752,253. Net, -$7,681,258. Other. Dividends and interest. Income, $778,511. Expenses, $297,290. Net, $481,221. Other. Income, $8,004. Expenses, $568,291. Net, -$560,287. Gain, loss, on financial assets at fair value through profit or loss. Expenses, $494,591. Net, -$494,591. Gain, loss, on sale of non-current assets. Income, $19,805. Net, $19,805. Other totals. Income, $806,320. Expenses, $1,360,172. Net, -$553,852. Surplus deficit before income tax, -$4,918,062. Income tax expense, zero. Surplus deficit for the year, -$4,918,062. Other comprehensive income, loss. Changes in the fair value of debt instruments at fair value through other comprehensive income, -$155,241. Other comprehensive income, loss, for the year, -$155,241. Total comprehensive income, loss, for the year, -$5,073,303. These figures have been extracted from the annual financial report, which are available on our website at guidedogsqld.com.au. The annual financial report was given an unqualified opinion by our auditors. Statement of financial position as at 30 June 2022. Current assets. Cash on hand, $2,659,881. Trade and other receivables, $641,268. Inventories on hand, $1,985,629. Term deposits, $150,000. Total current assets, $5,436,778. Non-current assets. Property, plant and equipment, $6,043,251. Intangible assets, $240,057. Right of use assets, $691,114. Investments, $12,749,207. Total non-current assets, $19,723,629. Total assets, $25,160,407. Current liabilities. Accounts payable and other payables, $884,995. Employee provisions, $1,348,593. Lease liability, $204,233. Other liabilities, $514,007. Total current liabilities, $2,951,828. Non-current liabilities. Employee provisions, $96,488. Lease liability, $514,541. Total non-current liabilities, $611,029. Total liabilities, $3,562,857. Net assets, $21,597,550. Equity. Retained surplus, $21,555,852. Reserve, $41,698. Total equity, $21,597,550. These figures have been extracted from the annual financial report, which are available on our website at guidedogsqld.com.au. The annual financial report was given an unqualified opinion by our auditors. Our board of directors. Richard Anderson OAM, President. Ecom FCAF CPA. Mr. Richard Anderson, OAM, joined the board of Guide Dogs Queensland in August 1980 and has served as president since 1990. Richard is also a member of the board of Guide Dogs Australia. Richard is chairman of the board of Data No. 3 Limited. During the last 3 years, Richard served on the board of Lindsay Australia Limited, an ASX-listed company. He retired from that position on the 31st of August 2021. Formerly a partner of PricewaterhouseCoopers PwC, Richard was the firm's managing partner in Queensland and a member of the firm's national committee. He has also been a member of the board of trustees of Brisbane Grammar School and the Capital Markets Board of Queensland Treasury Corporation and a member of the board of Namoy Cotton Limited. Leanne Muller, Vice President and Chair. Ecom CA Asia GAICD. Ms. Leanne Muller joined the board as a director in April 2005 and serves as Vice President and Chair. Leanne is also a member of the Audit, Risk and Compliance Committee of the board. Leanne is a chartered accountant and experienced senior finance executive, having held Chief Financial Officer, CFO, or equivalent roles within Energex Limited, 1998-2006, Uniting Care Queensland, 2006-07, and RACQ Group, 2008-14. Leanne also worked for PricewaterhouseCoopers in both Brisbane and Papua New Guinea, and with the Australian Securities Commission. In addition to her role with Guide Dogs, she also serves as a non-executive director of Data No. 3 Limited, Sugar Terminals Limited, Peak Services Group and Hein Timber Group. Drew Jackson, Director. Ecom MSC Finance CFA GAICD. Mr. Drew Jackson joined the board in August 2016, becoming chairman of the Investment Committee of the board in December 2018. Drew has been involved in capital markets and investment for 25 years, including more than 10 years as a portfolio manager in London with Cazenove Capital and Herald Investment Management. Drew is currently the head of group investment for the RACQ Group. He is also a director of Ticketmates PL, Australia's largest events and attraction ticketing platform. David Swain, Director. RN Dip Bus BHITHSC Med GAICD. Warden Amp. Mr. David Swain joined the board in February 2019 and is a member of the Audit, Risk and Compliance Committee of the board, and the Client Services Liaison Committee. David's qualifications and experience span health, business, compliance, education, industrial relations and corporate governance. He has developed and managed a large and diverse range of industry-leading services across seniors care, social housing and community services. He is the Chief Executive Officer of the Endeavour Foundation, an independent, for-purpose organisation established in 1951 with a vision to support people with an intellectual disability to live their best life. Today, Endeavour is one of the nation's largest disability services organisations, with a strong focus on advocacy, independence, and employment. Tom Dupries, Director. Ecom ONS, CA, FCMA, CGMA. Mr. Tom Dupries joined the board on 2 September 2020 and was appointed Chair of the Audit, Risk and Compliance Committee in March 2021. Tom is a chartered accountant and management accountant with extensive local and international experience as an auditor and advisor of small and large international and listed companies in a variety of industries. Tom has been a partner with EY Brisbane since 2011, and prior to this was a director with PricewaterhouseCoopers for 3 years. Tom was also chairman of the board for the Australian and New Zealand region for CIMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, for 2 years up until 2018. In addition to his role with Guide Dogs, he also served as a member of the Finance Audit and Risk Committee of the Queensland Museum Network. Lydia Daly, Director. LLB BBBBM Certificate 2 Horticulture. Ms. Lydia Daly joined the board on 23 September 2021 and is a member of the board's Audit, Risk and Compliance Committee, Lydia is an experienced workplace lawyer and has worked with not-for-profit organizations, Queensland state government agencies and local councils providing legal solutions for over 20 years. Lydia is a partner at McCullough Robertson Lawyers and is also on the management committee of the Industrial Relations Society of Queensland. Inma Beaumont, Director. EA ONS, Econ, Maths, ACCA, GAICD. Ms. Inma Beaumont joined the board on 24 March 2022. Inma is a graduate of the Australian Institute of Company Directors, a fellow of the Association of Certified Chartered Accountants and an associate member of Certified Practicing Accountants. She has over 18 years' experience as a finance professional with a strong track record in audit, risk, financial control, strategy and process improvement within domestic and major multinational institutions like Procter & Gamble and Citibank, both in the UK and in Australia. Most recently, Inma has become a marketing, communications and fundraising professional at universities and schools. She has a passion for helping organizations in education and not-for-profit sectors enhance their reputation and pursue diversified funding. Inma holds non-executive director positions at National Storage REIT, UN Women Australia and Speech Pathology Australia. She holds bachelor degrees in mathematics and in commerce economics from the University of Valencia in Spain. Inma speaks English, Spanish, French and Italian. Julie Ellard, Company Secretary. Cert.gov.env. Julie Ellard joined Guide Dogs Queensland in 2008 and has worked in various departments, including guide dog services, kennels, breeding and boarding. Julie has been executive assistant to the CEO for 5 years. Julie has completed Certificate in Governance for Not-for-Profits conducted by the Governance Institute of Australia and is an affiliated member of the Governance Institute of Australia.
In loving memory of Alwyn Miller, Anne Meyer, Anne Williamson, Anthony Swinton, Coral Cachell, Desmond Aird, Donald Lancaster, Doris Howard, Dorothy Taylor, Jean Douglas Dow, Edna Flynn, Francis Williams, Frederick Gaunt, Frederick Morris, George Jones, Giuseppe Nicholls, Heather Jennings, Herbert Wren, Ian Lamasse, Ian Rylands, Joan Dodd, John McDowell, John Wilmot, Joyce Kopack, Joyce Green, Judith Wood, Judy Craig, June Lindsay, June Priestley, Kenneth White, Kevin Burdett, Laurel Rees, Lindsay Watts, Lorraine Winks, Margaret Roney, Marion Brown, Marjorie Foster, May Mahoney, Patricia Parker, Peter Brandenburg, Peter Roland, Peter Zadebanaj, Rita Tithridge, Robert Horman, Roderick Byrne Perpetual Charitable Trust, Roland Eldridge, Sheila Bocock, Sheila Storrs, Vincent Pengilly, Virginia K. Thanks to the visionary generosity of the above supporters, we received donations of up to $1 million from their estates in 2021-22. Thank you to our valued supporters. Puppy sponsors, Joy Kefford, Ray and Coral Trestrail. Philanthropic grants, Aged Persons Welfare Foundation, Department of Justice and Attorney General. Gladstone Ports Corporation, James Frizzell Charitable Foundation, Lord Mayor's Charitable Trust, Siren Holdings, the Anne Helen Toakley Charitable Endowment, the Lady McCamley Memorial Foundation, the Peg and Ginger Foundation. Philanthropists, Agusian, A. Reynolds, Andrew Arnold and Renee Baker, Barbara Dungabel, Betty Hutchison, Brendan and Fiona Kemp, Carmel Marchese, Chris Britton, Daniel Huff, David and Clover Atherton, Dinny Gamers, Don Barton, Doug and Leona Jess, Dr. John and Mrs. Paulette Goodell, Dr. Penelope Graff, Edward and Francis Wall, Elizabeth Kopp, Jeffrey Hartnett, Jeffrey and Adrienne Steeler, Hayward Family, Jay Stewart, Janelle Elwood, Janice Black, Jeanette and John Quilty, Jeffrey Potter, Jennifer Weiss, Judith Blackshaw, Karen Eslick, Kenneth Gibson, Lawrence and Dell Dunn, Lyndall Brown, Lyndon and Beryl Diamond, Maria Argyle, Mark Scott, Maureen Stevenson, Narelle Page, Nella Goddard, Norma Leggett, Norman Brown, Ray and Coral Trestrail, Richard Anderson OAM, Robert and Cheryl Schäuber, Rohan McCall, Rosemary Miller, Russell and Julie Kempnich, Ruth Forrest, Sandra Sutherland, Simone Zuries, Siren Holdings, Shuram Singh, Trevor Lloyd, Ursula Sheldon, Wendy Wildman, Wilma Burnett. Community supporters, Allianz, Auto and General Holdings and Compare the Market, Baron Barnett Masonic Lodge No. 146, Brisbane Grammar School, Bunnings Castledine, Calliope and District Community Bank, Calliope Bowls Club, Caloundra Shopping Centre, Clayton's Towing, Combank Staff Foundation, Deloitte Foundation, Gabrielle Litfin, Gold Coast Community Fundraising Ball, Hand Heart Pocket The Charity of Freemasons Queensland, Kiwana Shopping World, Moreton Bay Cycling Club, Entertainment, Nambour Plaza, Northside Concert Orchestra, Piconi's IGA, Queensland Rail, RACQ, Redcliffe First Settlement Lodge No. 287, Returnit, Stella, Probe, Asia Pacific, Suncorp Group, Sunshine Plaza, Twilight Bay Run, Westpac Group. Corporate supporters, Accent Benchtops, Advance, Ainsley Bullion, AMP Foundation, BHP, Boehringer Ingelheim Animal Health Australia, Burford Reinforced Plastics, Coles, Comiskey Family Foundation, Cornet's Supermarkets, Count Charitable Foundation, Forefront Accountants, Eden's Hill Hotel, Eden Health Retreat, Greenstone Financial Services, IDEX, JJ Richards Pty Ltd, Just Jeans AB Services, Kong Company, KPMG, Lion, Lloyd's Auctions, McCullough Robertson Lawyers, Mercury IT, Metcash Food and Grocery, IGA, Minter Ellison Lawyers, Paul by Blackmores, Petspiration Foundation, formerly Petstock Assist, Piconi's Super IGA, Queensland Fertility Group, Ritchie's Supermarkets and Liquor Stores, Spaceframe Buildings Pty Ltd, Subway Australia, The Linton Group, The Nextra Group, Viva Energy Australia, Westpac Group, Woolworths. Our 10, 15 and 20 year award volunteers. 10-year volunteers, Anne Barnett, Annette Gabrielle, Barbara Atwood, Bridget Wessling, Carol Thorne, Carolyn McDonald, Cheryl Hart, Coral Morrison, Coral Tuvey, Dave Byers, David Ray, Elizabeth Mert, Graham Tuvey, Helen Willett, Jan Batty, John Wessling, Lorraine Dwyer, Marie Bloxham, Michael Carter, Narelle Esdale, Nick Bloxham, Patricia Wimhurst, Paul Henstock, Renee Stensholm, Susie Borwell, Tina Ricker, Vera Green, Virginia Lani. 15-year volunteers, Bev Walker, Maureen Brown, Sue Rowcliffe. 20-year volunteers, Jan Manson, Marie Maisie, Ronald Gendra.
Guide Dogs, 1978 Gympie Road, Bald Hills, Queensland 4036. Free call 1-800-810-122. GuideDogsQLD.com.au. ABN 89009739664.